Macomb is getting ready to make major repairs to its courthouse square. The work could inconvenience shoppers and diners trying to visit their favorite stores and restaurants. Of course, Macomb is not the only Western Illinois community trying to revitalize its downtown district, and businesses and economic developers in some of those other communities have some tips to share. Public Radio's Rich Egger has the story in part two of the series, Turning Around the Downtown.
As you drive over the brick streets on Rushville Square today, you can definitely feel the difference from what they had become over the years.
They were not level. There was low spots. It needed it bad. Nothing had been done in 100 years. It was time.
Judy Baker has spent a considerable amount of time on Rushville Square. She and her husband have run Baker's Jewelry for the past 38 years. She says rain used to pond in the street and sidewalks, and when it was cold, the water would ice over, making it difficult for customers to get to the store. So she looked forward to Rushville's renovation project, and she's proud of what the city accomplished. Baker adds her business was not hurt while the streets and sidewalks were torn up for reconstruction.
I thought the way it was handled, the construction company that did ours handled it well. I mean, they were able to do it in phases to where it really didn't affect our business all that much.
Carol Burke concurs. She's co-owner of Southside Home and Kitchen Emporium, just a few doors down from Baker's Jewelry. Burke says she supported the renovation from the time it was announced, though it was not always smooth sailing.
For a long time, we had gravel sidewalks. It was very difficult for customers to park and then to walk across everything. That was probably about 3 months of that.
Burke says the store prepared for a few months of inconveniences by watching its cost and maintaining a smaller-than-usual inventory.
I think everybody around the square probably tried to do that because it was hard for everybody.
Burke says with the project done, business has picked up again and the Christmas season is shaping up to be a good one. The short-term pain caused by the reconstruction could result in long-term gain.
I feel that it was worth it. I think given another year for everything to work out, will be even better. I think our future in Rushville is very good.
Mayor Scott Thompson says the city worked to make sure everyone knew about the renovation plans. There were stories in the news media and 3 public informational meetings were held. However, Thompson says probably the same 15 people showed up for each meeting. So a different approach was taken to sharing the information with downtown businesses.
What Petchison Engineering did and the project manager, they went door to door so that we could find ways to accommodate their needs throughout the entire project.
Thompson says sometimes wood planks were placed on the ground for people to walk on. It was not always pretty, but there was always a path to businesses. Another community looking for a path to a brighter future through downtown revitalization is Jacksonville. It had to overcome significant hurdles because of what's described as an urban renewal debacle from the mid-1970s. Judy Tai, who is executive director of Jacksonville Main Street, says that renovation created a confusing downtown.
It was very, very difficult directing people where they needed to go. As you were driving, half the businesses you couldn't see because they were behind you, and at no point would you ever drive towards them and see them. And that was a killer.
And that's no exaggeration. Vacancies reached 27% at one point before Jacksonville Main Street was founded in 1998 and began turning things around. A major renovation began in 2010 to return the downtown square to something closer to its original look and glory. Mayor Andy Ezzard acknowledges there were some tough times for businesses during construction.
It was hairy for a while. You know, it wasn't real pleasant for them, and they had some down times. But the contractors were good about building up paths. When they were laying the sidewalk, they'd build up, rock paths to get into the store and things. And they really didn't try to do too much all at once. They they pinpointed areas and did it and finished a job before they would come to the next area, which was important to the business.
The city says by the time the work was finished in 2011, the downtown had more than 20 new and relocated businesses. The city says vacancies are now down to around 7%. Central Park sits in the middle of the business district. Ezert says it was also spruced up.
It's a cleaner look. I mean, it's, you know, a lot more green space, it seems like. I mean, we've seen a lot of more people walking around the park and enjoying it and things, and a lot more traffic in.
The National Trust Main Street Center says Jacksonville's downtown once was an example of what not to be. Now it's considered the place to be. Tomorrow in our series, we'll look at some of the features that make a downtown district a desirable place to be. Rich Egger reporting.